A good evening. Do not attempt to adjust your radio. There is nothing wrong. We have taken control as to bring you this special show. We will return it to you as soon as you are grooving.
And now, broadcasting live, galaxy-wide, deep from within the computer talk command and control bunker from an undisclosed location in the sunny Southwest, it's Computer Talk with Dave Mason. And now, your host for Computer Talk, Dr. Dave.
Good day, America. Welcome to another edition of Computer Talk with Dave Mason. Border to border, coast to coast, and galaxy-wide, your home of common sense technology. You can join us here live at 866-821-8255, 866-821-TALK. Next 2 hours, the best in practical technology and its application. You got any questions on computers, cell phones, internet, cable TV, Flash Player, iOS, Galaxy S6, etc., you give me a call. As you heard, joined here by the lovely and talented, massively muscular, cold stone, evil Steve at my side.
You're quasi-evil. You're semi-evil. You're the margarine of evil. You're the Diet Coke of evil. Just one calorie, not evil enough.
Evil, evil is his one and only name. Bow, 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 bow.
And me? I'm my computer's user and your host, Dr. Dave.
That was right.
Did you mess up?
I accidentally hit that one, but you know what? Maybe we'll have to make that one.
That's a good one.
I like that one a lot.
Now, my memory is I wasn't a super fan of that kind of series of shows. There was a whole set of shows that were produced by the same folks that were kind of related, and you know, Rocky and Bullwinkle was one of them.
Yes.
And then Dudley Do-Right was one of them, and there were a couple of others. I wasn't a real big fan of those, but was that the Dudley Do-Right song?
Yeah.
Okay. It's so funny because it was one of the most, have you ever seen somebody or run across somebody or met somebody, maybe just even seen them in passing, who looks exactly like a cartoon? Mm-hmm. And it's a stunning thing. Well, when I used to work at the Tucson Rec and Swim Club. And it was a really hopping place in the early to mid-70s. You know, we had the major American Airlines tennis tournaments there, and all the big shots came. It was a lot of fun. I actually sat down and had lunch with Arthur Ashe and Stan Smith one time. Delivered their meal, their lunch to them in their casitas. And Arthur Ashe says, hey, come on in and sit down a minute, man. I know you're really overworked and things are crazy. Sit down and relax. It was incredible. Okay, so...
He looks nothing like Dudley Do-Right.
No. But I was working there, and that was kind of an aside to an aside to a tangent. One of the things that they did, you know, tennis kind of, you know, they could see the writing on the wall. Tennis was still real strong, but they could see that there were other things going on that maybe they needed to have as a part of their club. So they ended up building a great big workout building with a bunch of racquetball courts. And they hired a racquetball pro. Well, the racquetball pro, I do not remember his name. This guy was Dudley Do-Right incarnate. It was incredible. You know how Dudley Do-Right had that chin? That incredible chin?
Yeah.
This guy looked had the same hair. The only thing he didn't have is he didn't have the horse and didn't have the hat. Everything else looked exactly the same.
Did he talk like him?
Great big V chest, lats and everything. About a 19-inch waist. And little legs coming down. It was incredible. Every time you saw him, it was hard to talk with him because you're chuckling.
Did he have his same voice?
No.
No?
No.
You remember that voice?
Yeah.
Very silly.
No, he didn't have
you
that
sure?
voice. Yeah. In fact, I don't think he talked. He just hit the racquet ball.
Very well, evidently.
He was insane. He was insane. It was, you know, it was like, okay, how's a human supposed to play against this guy? You can't, unless you're rocket powered, there's no way you can play against this guy.
That's true.
Of course, there were ways to play against him. I just didn't know what they were. I tried a couple of times. But anyway, yeah, it was incredible, this guy. Like I said, I felt bad because I'd talk with him. And as I'm talking, I'm like chuckling in my head. I can't stop. Because I feel like I'm talking to Dudley Do-Right.
Well, I wonder Very if he had weird. The same experience right back at you.
Yeah. Well, he just Maybe. Thought I was goofy.
Yeah, literally. From Disneyland. Yes.
He was right. 866-821-8255. 866-821-TALK. Wow, lots of stuff to talk about. And I don't know if it's just me. It may be me. I'm sure it partially at least is me. I'm sure of that. But there is a lot of really exciting stuff going on. I have felt for some time that while there was a lot of change in technology, most of it to me seemed pretty trivial. It was tough for me to see anything real important going on. I mean, you know, and what I'm talking about, when I say important, I'm talking about something that actually makes our lives better. You know, Dis Prager talks about happiness. And he spends a lot of time talking about happiness. He wrote a book about happiness. Happiness is a serious problem. Mm-hmm. Great book. Mm-hmm. He talks about how fun is not happiness. Fun can be happiness. It can contribute to happiness. Sure. But fun is not happiness. Mm-hmm. You know, being entertained is not happiness. Now, it can be a part of happiness. But just being entertained is just being entertained. In fact, for a lot of people, the more they're entertained, the less happy they become. And we've talked before about how, to me, it seemed for some time now where it's just really been this kind of overwhelming flood of entertainment products and services. And at some point, it's like, okay, wait a minute, you know, when it's like getting candy, you might enjoy candy, but if all you eat is candy all the time, 24 hours a day,
what are you trying to say, man?
At some point,
hey, I'm working on it.
Right? Right? So it's I've had that same feeling and with technology, just that, you know, not a lot of real important change, a lot of fluff. Well, I'm seeing a change in the change, and we're going to talk about some of those, some really important fundamental stuff. Now, some of this stuff we've seen coming for some time. But it hasn't necessarily kind of had gotten to the tipping point. And what I see happening in several examples of what we're going to talk about today is a tipping point, and I think it's pretty exciting. At least it is to me. Some interesting legal developments, some interesting product stuff, too, we're going to talk about. Apple and Microsoft updates, etc. And, of course, your calls, phone calls from your telephone, your cell phone, your Skype, or your email at drdavelive@gmail.com. We'll be back and get all that accomplished right after this.
Stick around, please. Somebody has got to watch these guys when Mom's not around. More Computer Talk with Dave Mason right after this.
Hey, guys. This is Evil Steve. Yeah, the evil one. Back again, here to talk to you about Dr. Dave's data recovery. First of all, Dr. Dave and I would like to thank you for another great year of Dr. Dave's data recovery service. It's been outstanding. We all know how important it is to back up your data. But if you didn't back up your data, and those important documents, or even more important, precious family pictures, are stuck on a dead drive somewhere, well, there is a way to get them unstuck, and it's called Dr. Dave's data recovery. From hard drives to floppy disks, thumb drives, flashcards, you name it, we can do it. First step, go to davemason.com, click on the Dr. Dave's data recovery button, and you'll find all the info you need right there. Dr. Dave will get your drive and do his Dr. Dave magic as usual and get your precious data back to you safe and sound. So do the smart thing. Let Dr. Dave's data recovery come to your rescue. That's Dr. Dave's data recovery at davemason.com. Secure.com.
I've just discovered one of the most important new tools for security and privacy on the internet today. Hey, Dr. Dave here. ID Vault looks like a military-grade USB memory stick, but it's much more. It stores all your usernames and passwords, and you don't have to worry about the remnants left on your PC after online banking. ID Vault prevents you from signing into phishing sites that steal your identity and your money. It automatically signs you into your online financial accounts with ID Vault SecureView. It automatically enters your credit card information when you shop online, so your credit card is safe from hackers and even keystroke loggers. Here's how it works. ID Vault encrypts your account passwords on a smart card microchip inside a tamper-proof USB device where the criminals can't get at them. Best of all, it's economical and easier and faster to use than usernames and passwords. Anyone who surfs the net needs their ID Vault. So get yours at idvault.com today and save $10. That's idvault.com. Tell them you heard it here on Computer Talk with Dave Mason. You've done everything you're supposed to do to protect yourself from identity theft, the fastest growing crime in America, but nothing's perfect, so how can you guarantee that your identity won't be stolen? Hi, this is Dr. Dave, host of Computer Talk with Dave Mason. LifeLock is the answer. Listen to what LifeLock CEO Todd Davis told me recently on my show.
The idea that you're going to hide your information clearly doesn't work. Let's go tell those criminals we're going to take control again. I'm not going to live in fear. I'm going to surf the web. I'm going to bank online. I'm going to shop online. I'm going to take advantage of technology without worrying about looking over my shoulder about who's going to steal my identity or what damage they're going to do to it. I'll back up every client we have at LifeLock with that $1 million guarantee.
There you go. You can stop worrying about identity theft because the folks at LifeLock have got your back. LifeLock, real identity theft protection with an astonishing $1 million guarantee. Go get LifeLock today at LifeLock.com or call 877-LIFELOCK. That's 877-543-3562. Tell Todd Davis, Dr. Dave sent you.